Hi, thank you for joining me today. My name is John New. This is John 2028 Apologetics. And today's podcast is going to be about the Nashville shooter, Audrey Hale, the 28-year-old active shooter. I did a podcast on this back on March 28th. You can go ahead and check it out in my library. If you're new to my channel, I'm a police officer, so this kind of hits home. I've worked for patrol about 8 years, and for the last half a year or so, I've been a student resource officer. So I protect kids at the school, and I go back to patrol on the holidays and the summer months. So this is obviously something that's dear to my heart, and we can learn from things like this to help prevent it. Like the case studies, I do study for how to be a better police officer on campus grounds. So, what we have here is an active shooter who hit a school without a student resource officer on campus and committed horrible things. That happened at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville. Well, I'm sure y'all know who Steven Crowder is. If you don't, he's a conservative, right-leaning, political activist who, you know, goes after a lot of social issues. And from what I've gathered, he is a born-again Christian, so there is some element to his podcast and YouTube videos and things like that as well. But he posted some stuff on Twitter about the manifesto. So, what y'all, if any of y'all don't know, a manifesto is just basically a writing or a journal about why person does X. So, why did she decide to shoot up the school? Well, she wrote it all down. Audrey Hale wrote it all down, and the police has known the motivation for quite some time, and they haven't released it. Well, it got leaked to Steven Crowder, and Steven Crowder blasted all over Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, and gave the reasons why she did what she did in her own words. And since then, the officers that were involved in stopping the shooting and taking the target out has been suspended. And Steven swears up and down that the leak did not come from them, and nor was the person who leaked it to him paid for it. So that's something that I'm sure has got an internal investigation going on inside their police department. But YouTube did remove the videos, and the videos exposed the Nashville shooter. It's on Rumble, which Rumble, and now, of all places, Twitter or X, it seems to be more of a free speech spot. So Steven Crowder's, him explaining what's going on has been left up. Elon Musk to the rescue, right? So this is, I look at this as two ways, all right? If the police department is not releasing the manifesto, if they're not releasing why Audrey did what she did, why Audrey Hale did what she did, because they don't want a copycat, they don't want to get someone who might be of the same likeness in mind to repeat what she did, I understand that perspective. But if they're not releasing it because it doesn't go against, or because it goes against the narrative of the left-leaning social media, and it puts liberal ideology and their poisonous, wicked ideas, and it highlights them because they do preach and teach that the white man is bad, white man should be put it extinct, bred out, X, Y, and Z, and it highlights that doctrine of theirs is now manifesting itself into violence. I mean, is that why they're not letting it released? I will say every case is different. So the argument that other reasons why people did hateful things was released quicker, the circumstances aren't always the same. But if I had to take, and I understand that, but if I had to take a guess, I would say it was because the ideology is being highlighted. I'm open to have my opinion swayed back to they just don't want a repeat offender, a copycat. I'm open to that. But I don't, just my gut, if you will, I don't see it that way. You know, I think Spotify is pretty cool. You know, they let Joe Rogan on here, and I've put some controversial things in my podcast, and I've said it in the past that maybe my podcast might be brought down because I'm definitely a lot more aggressive on here than I am on my YouTube channel. So I don't think they're going to bring my channel down for talking about this. At least I hope not. But if they do, they do. But they seem to have... I can recall, though, my podcast in the past, it seems to have reached more people. And as my channel was growing, I was getting more controversial with my ideas and what I was talking about. And I'm still continuing that path, and it's not reaching as many people. So I feel there might be some shadow banning that's going on. Or maybe it's just that people don't want to hear it anymore. They don't want to hear what the same mantra over and over again. I don't know. Maybe they just want to hear good things. And that might be true. So I'm not going to definitively say it, that Spotify is trying to silence me. I'm not going to say that. But there is something kind of fishy going on when I'm continuing the same ideas and pushing the same controversial stories, and it's not reaching as many people as it used to. I do know for a fact that my YouTube channel is shadow banned. I get people who subscribe to me, even have my personal cell phone number, and message me, and they don't get notifications whenever my videos go down. So, and I'm just a small fry, okay? I'm nobody special. I get like 50 viewers per podcast, and around maybe 50 to 100 views on YouTube. So, you know, I'm a nobody. But they obviously don't care, because even a small fry like me is being looked at. And, you know, Jesus warns us about this. Matthew 10:22 ESV, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved." So you're going to be persecuted. Jesus says that, you know, you're not better than me, and I was persecuted. You're going to be persecuted because of me. But rejoice if you were persecuted. Rejoice. So thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I rejoice in your name. So this is a direct photo from her journal, written exactly with her words on 2/3/23. All right. Again, I'm just in case you got kids, have them maybe leave the room, or make sure you listen to this in private. But this is written by her in her own words. "Kill those kids!" 3 exclamation points. This is the top heading of the page. "Kill those kids!" with the underlined, with 3 exclamation points. So this is the heading of the page. "Those crackers going to private fancy schools with those fancy khakis and sports backpacks, with their," and she began to write something, but she scratched it out. Maybe muscle or something, starts with an M. "Daddy's Mustangs and convertibles. Fuck you, little shits. I wish to shoot you weak ass dicks with your mop yellow hair. Wanna kill all you little crackers. bunch of little faggots with your white privilege. Fuck you, faggots, was what she wrote. Then another page called Death Day. And at the top of the heading, it's got death, and it's got like a biohazard with a bunch of arrows spitting out of it, pointing on north, south, east, to west. And then it says day next to it. Then it's got a drawing of a, it looks like a Glock, and a target with a hole in it as if it's been shot. And it says 3/27/23. So this is the day of the shooting. This is the day of the shooting. Today is the day. The day has finally come. I can't believe it's here. Don't know how I was able to get this far, but here I am. I'm a little nervous, but excited too. Been excited for the past 2 weeks. There were several times I could have been caught, especially, and she scratched something out in the summer of 2021. So I think she's implying that she's looked into this for 2 years, nearly. None of that matters now. I'm almost an hour, 7 miles away. An hour or 7 miles, or 7 minutes, excuse me. 7 minutes away. Can't believe I'm doing this, but I am ready, .. I hope my victims aren't. My only fear is if anything goes wrong, I'll do my best to prevent something scratched out of the sort. God, let my wrath take over my anxiety. It might be 10 minutes tops. It might be 3 to 7. It's gonna go quick. I hope I have a high death count. Ready to die. And she signed it. Now, let's don't forget, this is a transgender active shooter. And her target was a Christian school. A Christian school that she attended when she was younger. Now, here is her schedule. I'll read it to you. And it starts off with called Death Day Schedule. 6:30 a.m. desired, cut off. The page was cut off. 7 a.m. get dressed. 7:05 to 8:55, cut off with stuffed animals and possessions. 9 a.m. is to eat breakfast at home. 9:30, pack up special belongings in backpacks. 9:50, test knife car glass breaker. Dad's old cars. 10 a.m. leave for Royal Range, 19 to 20 minutes. 10:20, gear up and set up guns in trunk, assemble, and get out vest with mags inside. 11:20 a.m., final videotape, 10 minutes. So she's got videos. 11:35, leave for Covenant School. 12 p.m., arrive at Covenant School, check parking lot for security. This is very helpful for all police officers and anyone else to read. 12:05, arrive in designated parking space. 12:05 to 12:10, prepare for attack. Lock and load all weapons. 12:33, open fire towards southwest entrance. And then time to die. XXX. Well, there is one thing to be rest assured. Those police officers that entered that school and took her out are heroes. They're heroes. This is what happens when mental health goes unchecked. The people who support transgender ideology and use them for political points will be held in judgment as well. These people need help. She needed help. I'm not saying she's not going to be held accountable. She is going to be held accountable. She is going to be held accountable. And, you know, I promise you this. she was judged righteously. I'm not going to speak for the eternal Son of the Father, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but if I had to take a guess, a very, very consistent, educated guess, I would say that she is in eternal torment, waiting to be thrown into the lake of fire with Satan. And she will have eternal burning hellfire. I'm pretty confident on that. I'm also pretty confident that those children are at the foot of the throne in an eternal peace and love. I'm pretty confident in that. I'm also pretty confident in saying that when you use people like this to score political points because you want to be cool with the left-leaning crowd who controls media and controls Hollywood, and you use people like this, you will also be held accountable. This is a mental disease. It is a mental disease. And there's probably some demon oppression or possession that's going on. Hollywood has really done a number on people. When people think of angels, they think of a fat baby shooting arrows. When people think of Jesus, he's walking around as a hippie telling everybody to be love, and you can do anything you want and don't judge. And he's some weakling hippie that will just take you for how you are. And all that's taken out of context. Like, Jesus didn't tell the adulterous woman not to sin again and repent. And Jesus doesn't mention hell 49 times, I believe is the number. More than he mentions his paradise or heaven. Or that Jesus doesn't tell it to judge a fruit by it, or judge a tree by its fruit, and to use discernment. Like, this is such easy known things, but it's been twisted by Hollywood. And we also view demon possession as somebody who just floats up in the air and shoots out green vomit and can crawl up the stairs backwards, or starts manifesting stigmatas, or things being thrown in the room and levitation. Are those things real? Yeah, they are. Are some of them faked by people? Of course. But are some of those things real? Yeah. Do they still happen today? Yeah, they do. Demon possession is still a real thing up to that degree as well. Absolutely. Also, demon possession or oppression can manifest itself in this way. What type of person do you think it takes to strategically plan for almost 2 years to go hit a school, to watch it, have out a laundry list of her day, and to speak about these children in this way because they're white with moppy yellow blonde hair and she believes they're all privileged with their white privilege. And they all need to be put down to the ground, and she's ready to die to kill as many of them as she can. And she even says that she prays to God for her strength during this attack. Is that not someone who's possessed to you? How is it not someone who's possessed? You have to look at the biblical examples of demon oppression and possession and not go off of what you see in The Exorcist or what you think of in movies or Hollywood, just like what an angel is and who Jesus really is. Jesus is the Lion and the Lamb. Okay? And he's going to come back with judgment. So don't let that stuff get you twisted. This is a heavy subject, obviously, because no one in their right mind wants to see children hurt. And no one in their right mind thinks that if they put on makeup and wear a dress that they're the opposite sex. This is simple stuff. And when you are afraid, this is why the truth upsets people. What I just said is probably upsetting someone. Here's why it upsets you. Because God is the author of truth. God's the author of truth. Okay? Truth is a direct manifestation of who He is. Truth can't exist without God. God is the one who decides what objective truth is and it is not. And if you don't accept objective truth, that you're born a man or a woman, if you don't accept objective truth that this woman is not the victim here, she's not the victim of white suppression, or she's not the victim of not being accepted in society because she believes that she's a man. If you struggle with any of these things, you need to repent. You need to repent. You need to repent. Because this liberalism ideology has creeping into the church. Thank you for listening. God bless you in Jesus' name.